Okay, we're doing the Divot Shalom and Elul, and we're up to the third section on, really it's the first speech on Elul, the third section of the first speech. This concept that he had stressed, that we're going towards the goal of recognizing or declaring that Hashem is king over every limb of our body, that means there shouldn't be a single limb that is not Jewish, God forbid. Think about it. What do you mean, what does that mean? I think it's so simple. What do you mean? Is everything we do with our hands, our mouth, our stomach, our eyes? Think of every limb in your body. Is it Jewish or isn't it Jewish? What do you use it for? What do we use our ears for? I can't think of a single limb that isn't Jewish. And you're telling me, what does it mean? I don't know. Okay. Every limb. You know, when we say vidui, we say, chatanu beraglayim memarot larutz lara. How quickly our feet ran to do what was wrong. You know, every limb you think about. The vidui of Rav Nisim, he says, I've reviewed my body and I found no limb whole. My whole body is filled with every limb. What have I done with it? Guys, you never read it?
In this country, my beard keeps me from sin.
Okay. So, good for you.
In Hello? America, the girls are like, oh, he's so cute. Yeah, but here, it's like the girls are like, oh.
הלא היא תכלית כל התורה והמצוות שעל ידם האיש מישראל מגיע לשלמות ביהדות. The essence of all Torah and mitzvos, because through them, a person attains wholeness in Yahdut. ולצורך זה ניתנו לישראל תרי"ג המצוות הסין ולהבין. This is a known concept, this isn't his own. Zohar. Not that I know Zohar, but it's famously quoted in the name of the Zohar. That the Jewish people were given 613 mitzvot. Asay, those asay, positive commandments, prohibitions, keneged remach evarim v'shusagidim, corresponding to the different components of the body, 248 limbs, 365 sinews, shalidei kol mitzvah meter ever echad, hashiach lezo mitzvah. Every mitzvah corresponds to a limb. And every mitzvah has the limb that it purifies. V'azu yudim mushlam. And then he is a whole Jew. You guys know that 365... The prohibitions correspond to the days of the year. What's the prohibition of Tisha B'Av? Kidanoshe. How do I know that? Ah, I don't remember. That's a tough one.
Gid, that's the thing in the hip that you take out from the
primary.
That's the one specifically on.
On Tisha B'Av is Kidanoshe. But I don't even know where it says that. Rav Shlomo Fisher quotes in one of his speeches, but I don't remember where he quotes it from. So I don't know if it says over there other days or correspondences. So what? Oh, so his speech is about the connection. Nice thought. Every mitzvah purifies a limb that pertains to that mitzvah. And then he is a whole Jew that there is no limb left in him in which he is not a Jew. Just like in the physical sense, if a person has one limb that's rotten, that's gangrene, right? And endangers the whole body. We don't want the gangrene to spread in the whole body, right? If one limb starts running, so it's a danger. We once had a guy here. He learned alternative medicine. And he was out on an island where they had no doctors, and the guy had a finger that was gangrene. And he told the guy, you got to go to the doctor, you have to have it amputated, your whole body's in danger. He said, I know, but I don't have the money, and I'm not going to go. He said, you're going to die. You have to have this amputated. He said, well, you're a doctor, do it. He said, I'm fresh out of alternative medical school, what am I going to do? So the guy said, you'll do it. What'd you study for? So they sat him down, and they brought three big guys, and they held him down, and they gave him a ton of arak and vodka. That was the anesthetics they had. And he took a knife and started cutting off the finger, and he cut off at a knuckle. And as he's cutting, the guy's yelling and trying to break out of the chair, and they're cutting half his finger off. And at some point he fainted from pain, and then it was easier. And then he cut off, he saved the guy's life. He cut off that part of the limb. And he told me that he had to take a ship off the island, but a few months later he passed by the guy and he waves with his half finger and he says, "You saved my life, you saved my life, thank you." So sometimes, you know, you gotta cut off. We don't want to cut off. We want to heal. He couldn't heal the gangrene finger. But we have to heal. When we're talking about elbow, we're talking about not cutting off. We're talking about healing. If there's one limb that's rotten, it's endangering the body. We worry that rot shouldn't spread. K'mochen b'mevan aruchani, by the same token in the spiritual sense. Hayadzut toreshet shleimut meroshov v'ad kaf raglo. Judaism demands of this wholeness from the top to the bottom. Now I want to go off on a tangent.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a day in the year when we do think about cutting off to that?
What do you mean?
The Rav just said that during Elul we think of healing, not cutting off.
Right, right, right. We never want to cut off. We want to heal.
Okay.
Okay, let's move forward. והקובעת ביותר בעניין זה הם המצוות הראשונות, and the most determining when it comes to this are the first mitzvot על פי הסדר שמנן הרמב״ם בספר המצוות. Going with the order that the Rambam enumerates the mitzvot in his work on mitzvot. אלו המצוות התלויות בלב, the Rambam firstly enumerates the mitzvot that have to do with the heart. שאינן מצוות מעשיות, they're not active mitzvot. כגון מצוות האמונה בהשם. For example, the belief, the mitzvah to have emunah in Hashem, shehu ilat kol ha'ilot, he is the cause of all causes, v'sibat kol ha'sibot, he is the reason behind all reasons, v'hu boreh u'manik, he created, he runs, so that's mitzvah one. Mitzvah ahavat Hashem, and the mitzvah to love Hashem, in kol ha'perushim sheyesh be'ahavat Hashem, with all the explanations. V'chmo shekatav ha'rambam, v'firush ahavat Hashem, the Rambam explains, what does it mean to love Hashem? You know what it means to love Hashem? שצריך להיות כמו חולה חולי אהבה. Like someone who's lovesick. אליו יצברה. You know what someone who's lovesick? You guys know what it means to be lovesick?
Unfortunately, looks, yeah.
Ah, okay. So you know what it means to be lovesick. Everything he looks at, he thinks of her. It's a problem. It's a sickness. He's got to get healed. Well, he also has been taught what is demanded of him, what does Hashem want him. Now that's something that we have to develop within. ומצוות יראת Hashem, and the mitzvah to have awe of Hashem, שכוללת התחלה מהירה פשוטה. The first יראת Hashem is the simple yira, the itin v'itayan. There's someone up there, he's judging, he's going to take me to task for how I've lived my life. ועד יראת הרוממות. So a person grows, and then he has fear that stems from the recognition of the par between him and God. Begin the iura v'shalit, ayikra v'sharsha dekulu almin, because he is the one that's above. He's the master of everything, and the roots of everything in all the worlds. V'chen halak moshemone v'olech sham hamitzvah leovdo, and this is the path a person has to take. If you want to know what are the most defining when it comes to the mitzvot, so we said, you know, each mitzvah corresponds to limb. You have to start with the order of the Rambam, the way the Rambam enumerates them, the mitzvot of the heart. Hamitzvah leovdo, the mitzvah to serve Hashem, that's in prayer, כמו דכתיב, ועבדתם את השם לוקחם, שמלבד הציווי הכללי שבזה לעובדו יתברך שמו, נכלל כאן הציווי להתפלל לה ויתברך, aside from the general command, that's also specific in prayer, כראשון הספרי, עבודה שבלב זאת תפילה, as the Midrash says, what does God say? I want you to serve me with all your hearts. What service is there in the heart? It's תפילה. ונכלל בו גם מה שאמרו חזל, ידבק בחכמים ובתלמידיהם, I skip. אחר כך לדוב כבו, then the mitzvah to connect Hashem, that's the mitzvah to connect, שהוא הציווי על דבקות בשם, ונכלל בו גם השם וחזל, ידבק חכמים ותלמידיהם, included in this is connecting to the חכמים and their students, שעל ידי דבקות ותלמידי חכמים יבוא לדבקות בשם. You connect to him, that's stepping stone to connecting to Hashem. And we'll pick up over here, בעזרת שם, next time, I want us to go on a slight tangent now. Maybe it's not so connected to this, so we'll do a separate recording.